Well, people who live in sober houses are less likely to start using drugs or alcohol again. But the privately owned group homes aren't regulated in most states, and some don't enforce sobriety rules, which can jeopardize the safety of the people who live there. Ryan Karen King of Here and Now contributor WNPR reports on an agency that's trying to improve conditions in sober living homes across Connecticut.
Ken Aligata walks through a house in the quiet, picturesque neighborhood of Clinton, Connecticut. This is a privately owned sober living home called Right Path House, where seven people with addiction currently live in recovery. Aligata of the nonprofit Connecticut Community for Addiction Recovery wants to make sure it's a safe environment.
Yeah, everything's squeaky clean. There's no drippy faucets. There's no mold. There's no dripping in the shower. Water pressure normal.
Right Path House has agreed to this voluntary inspection. If it passes, the house will be listed in an online database of certified sober houses. Aligata is hoping to make it easier for people with addiction to find a place to continue their recovery after rehab.
Everybody needs a home, you know? Everybody wants a safe home, so, and that's what we're looking for, and that supports recovery.
Right Path House is run by Lisa Ferguson, who also lives here in recovery. She opened the house a year ago with the hope that her niece, who was also struggling with addiction, would live here.
Unfortunately, she didn't make it. And she died January 4th of this year. And I tried to get her into this house. That was another motivation, because this would have turned things around.
Ferguson says her niece died of liver failure, and she says she might have qualified for a transplant if she had lived in a sober house. Ferguson now wants to give other people with addiction a safe, supportive environment for recovery. Most importantly, she says, the residents here are required to stay sober. And if they relapse, they have to leave the house and go back to rehab.
You didn't get in your bad situation in 28 days. It took you a long time to get there, so it's going to take you a long time to learn the life skills to get out of it.
But privately owned sober houses are unregulated, and experts say not all enforce sobriety rules. And that puts other residents at risk for relapse and sometimes fatal overdose. There are also state-funded and regulated recovery houses where people with addiction can live. But it can be difficult to get into these programs. At Right Path House, Ferguson, a former school teacher, includes meditation, yoga, and art sessions in her residents' daily schedules. But the extensive care comes with a price tag of up to $6,000 a month. There are cheaper houses to live in, but some have been found to be unsanitary and overcrowded.
If someone's charging you $140 a week for a room, they do not care about your sobriety and your well-being.
Jack Malone oversees the operation of two state-regulated halfway houses in nearby New London. He says many privately owned houses in the city are just in it for the money.
I get it. I understand it. But you can't be saying, well, I'm going to have a house for sober people, because what that engenders is real bad behavior. This is a chronically relapsing disease.
New London is tackling what they call the Wild West of sober houses by bringing in Ken Aligata's voluntary training and certification program. They say they're the first city in Connecticut to do so. But so far, none of the 30 or so sober houses in New London have gone through the certification process. State legislators have tried to crack down on private sober houses. Last year, a bill that would require a sober house to register with both the town it's in and the Department of Public Health was proposed, but it died in committee. Aligata estimates there are well over 200 sober houses in Connecticut, and he's working to certify about 50 homes across the state. Aligata says part of a sober house's success hinges on alerting the community from the beginning that they're going to be a good neighbor.
We want you to know that we're going to open up this house soon, and we're going to have an open house, and we're going to have cookies and milk, and we want you to come down and see what the recovery house is and how it operates and all the support it has for its clients.
Aligata's demand for sober house beds is high. When Right Path House opened last year in Clinton, the surrounding community not only was supportive, but two neighbors silently battling addiction just a few doors down requested to move in. For Here and Now, I'm Ryan Karen King.